Proposed changes in environmental regulations from the Northern Territory government could damage the ecology of the Beetaloo Basin. The changes accommodate the development of gas fracking and sand mining as part of the previous federal government's gas-led recovery plan. However, environmental activists have raised concerns over the effect increased water extraction will have on local ecology and Indigenous peoples. Jono Wakeley has this report.
A line in the sand cutting the Northern Territory in two could be set to shift soon as proposed changes to the Northern Territory water extraction regulations could change to allow greater development of gas fracking and sand mining. A key resource necessary to the process of gas fracking is the mining and washing of sand, which requires the extraction and use of water from aquifers and basins that the ecology of the Northern Territory depends upon. Territory Sands, a sand mining company in the Northern Territory, plans on mining over 110 million tonnes of sand just outside of the small town of Larimer in the Northern Territory. The total amount of water required to wash 110 million tonnes of sand is estimated to be 1.2 billion tonnes of water. Currently, the Northern Territory is divided into two zones for water consumption. The top end zone, as it's called, that comprises the northern part of the territory, where the environments are lush and tropical and very wet, and the arid zone south of that border, covering the dry desert climates of the territory. As the regulations currently stand, you can extract greater proportion of the groundwater if you are registered as an arid zone. Top end zones can only extract around 20% of the water that is replenished into the aquifers each year. While that might sound restrictive, there is a much larger amount of water that is going into these aquifers. Arid zones, however, are quite different. They can extract a much larger percentage, around 60% larger in fact. Up to 80% of the water that is naturally replenished into the underground water aquifers can be extracted and used in cases such as washing sand for its use in gas fracking. This is the proposal made by Territory Sands. They want to develop a new facility where they can wash sand for use in gas fracking, and they need a lot of water to do that. To explain the potential environmental impacts of unsustainable water extraction, here is Professor of Environmental Engineering at RMIT, Matthew Correll.
Well, look, there are some really important values that are sustained by groundwater in the Northern Territory, really iconic sites that many people would know about, places like the Mataranka thermal pools, springs, which are really important for tourism, also really important for Aboriginal people of the Territory who have a large number of cultural values attached to those spring sites, as well as many other water holes and wetlands and rivers throughout the Territory. So really, really significant ecological values, really significant cultural values for Indigenous peoples, and also, you know, all of the public goods that come with having available water resources under the ground. So, you know, the availability of high-quality drinking water for communities that need that.
Environmental groups have echoed the concerns of experts, stating that there is not enough water to sustain the fracking industry and the people and environment of the area. Environment Centre NT co-director Kirsty Howey spoke to us about her concerns.
What we have here is a policy of water mining. That means that you're taking more water out of the aquifer that then replenishes and feeds into top-end rivers and waterways than is going in through recharge, including via rainfall. So it's simple budgeting. If you take more water out than is going into the system, then it's unsustainable.
Kirsty Howey also articulated her concerns for the Indigenous community that could be impacted by the changes.
Well, this has got potentially huge impacts on First Nations people and their country. We know that Aboriginal people have got many, many sacred sites throughout the Northern Territory that are closely associated with water. That includes rivers, billabongs, soakages. All these places are highly significant to Aboriginal people in accordance with their traditions and cultural practices. So to essentially starve them of water has catastrophic impacts potentially for those places.
Professor Matthew Correll at RMIT believes that water extraction can be sustainable if the Territory government listens to the experts.
Yes, I think certainly extracting water out of the ground from aquifers can be considered sustainable if it's done in a way that we know from good science isn't going to harm surface ecosystems that depend upon that groundwater, isn't going to harm other people who are already making use of the water that's either underground or seeping out to the surface. Look, I think the Territory government needs to take a really scientific approach to the licensing of groundwater licenses throughout the Territory, really properly understanding, you know, how much water can be extracted without harming those really important surface sites, things like the Mataranka thermal pools, things like the Roper River and all the tributaries and groundwater-dependent sites that need that water. So that we really should not be supporting giving out licences that are going to compromise those values. We really need the science to tell us exactly how much we can extract and from what part of the territory and what aquifer that's going to protect those really iconic sites well into the future.
Professor of Environmental Engineering at RMIT, Matthew Currell, ending that report from John O'Wakeley.